February 2, 2024, it's the Juan from Pedro Show. Watt for Pedro show. Happy Friday.
Happy Groundhog Day. I guess Puxatawny Phil, he didn't see his shadow, so it's going to be a quick winter. Pennsylvania Dutch. People's Deutsch. The Dutch were in New York, New Amsterdam. It don't matter, right? Facts are just irrelevant. Anyway, we start the show out. John Coltrane doing an excerpt live, November 28, 1962. Autumn Leaves. Even though it's fucking winter, I thought Autumn Leaves might be appropriate. There's a great song that Tripod Jimmy. You know, you can't copyright a title, people. So, yeah. You might see the same title and it don't sound like that. It ain't karaoke night, okay. And then we had NVS after that with Sympathy. And because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, I got with me, all the way from Richmond, California, Walter Campbell. Welcome aboard, Walter.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Absolute. And big credit right away to Randolph Carter and Eugene for the connect. So, please bring your earliest musical recollection, Walter.
So my earliest musical recollection must be in the mid-80s. I must have been maybe around 5 or 6. And I used to spend some time at my grandparents' place in Brazil. My mom's originally from there, and, you know, we'd travel out there to visit them sometimes. And so there's a show called Show de Xuxa. For anyone who's not familiar, Xuxa, that's X-U-X-A. She was a Brazilian entertainer, child show, singer, just, you know, huge media star in Latin America, and I was absolutely captivated, and I recall watching her perform and sing, and, you know, it was this huge ensemble with kids singing, people in, you know, weird costumes. It almost seemed like a Jim Henson meets, like, Pee-wee's, you know, Playhouse. She would take off in a pink spaceship at the end of every episode. It was wild, and it certainly left an impression on me.
Yeah, you know, written down, a lot of Portuguese looks just like Spanish, but not the way they speak. And, like, for example, I worked the Bajo, Portuguese baixo, that X there. Right. Love that sound, that the SH sounds. You don't hear them in Spanish. You hear them all kinds in Portuguese. Okay, so the pad you grew up in, was there musical instruments, Walter?
Yes, yeah, so my dad had a grand piano, a Yamaha, I think it was the type, and he used to play piano, you know, growing up. He played in jazz bands to get through, you know, to pay for college, and played at a very young age. He was playing when he was under 21 in bars with folks much older than him. But I was always a little intimidated by playing that instrument because, you know, it was the kind of thing, got to keep it in pristine, you know, condition and, you know, make sure to wash your grubby hands and stuff like that. But eventually my folks got a Casio.
Yeah, but even more heavy from guests I've had on the show was the ordeal of the piano lessons. I think that was even more intense than the machine itself. Because the machine is kind of percussive in a way, right? You beat on it.
Definitely. I was absolutely captivated by that. You know, when you hear the actual, like, percussive elements of the piano, like, of that, just clearly hearing that. I think that as much as, like, you know, the actual keys and sounds from the piano itself, or should I say the melodies from the piano itself.
Right, because you got a button for each note. But big difference, actually, piano, people, is abbreviation. It's forte piano, because this means soft and loud, because that's what you could do. Before that, with the organ, harpsichord, it didn't matter how you touched it, always the same sound. All of a sudden now with this forte piano, 7, 8, 9 different touches, and so you could get dynamics. And so this is something Johann Sebastian Bach never had. He could get all them harmonies going, but this rhythmic kind of, and then especially in the early days swing jazz, piano was always in rhythm section with the guitar, the bass, drums. You know. Let me ask you this. School, were you in the choir or the marching band or shit like that?
I was not. It was kind of a missed opportunity, but I will say this. We had a music class. I grew up at a Catholic school, and we did we had some choir class, I think it was, if I remember, choir period. And that was the period where I discovered I had a decent voice, because we all were asked to try out, I think, for some Christmas, you know, some solo during a Christmas production. And in that music class, you know, I tried out for the solo part, And then that was kind of like when people told me, whoa, that sounded pretty good with my, you know, cherubic voice, angelic voice at the time before puberty. And
there was no castrato in your future. Because you could have kept it going there, Walter. You know, you know, the voice is a fucking instrument. I can't believe how I was talking with a friend last week and, yeah, the people treat it different. Yeah, it's hard to write for the voice. No, think of it as an instrument, because I think it probably was the first human musical instrument. It was the voice. And then probably our feet beating on the ground was the second one, our hands beating our chest. Okay, let me ask you this. First record you bought with your own money, please.
It was Highway to Hell, AC/DC.
And first gig you saw, was it one of your pops?
It was, no, so it was actually Weird Al Yankovic, 1994.
You know it's actually Yankovic, right? Because the slab they got a C with a little V over it, we don't have that, so we, unless the immigration guy put CH, yeah, we don't know. So where'd you see him at? What, was it early days, like Another One Rides a Bus, or?
It was the Jurassic Park tour. It was October 22nd, 1994 at San Jose Civic Auditorium, I think.
Yeah, because I remember hearing him on do you know about Dr. Demento? This guy had a radio show here in SoCal.
Absolutely. It left a huge impression on me.
KMET, right? Sunday nights.
I ended up hearing it was like a double tape Dr. Demento album release. That's how I got introduced to Dr. Demento.
And okay.
Frank Zappa, like a lot of other...
Yeah, but he'd be on every week, you know, and a lot of the songs he'd play every fucking week. So, you know, they're like joke songs going back to the 20s and shit. Yeah, yeah. So that's where I heard Weird Al Yankovic. I know a little about Croatian Slav stuff because Pedro's got big community. That's why I know. I'm not Mr. Know-It-All, but just coincidence. Well, I'm not talking about... Well, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to play this music you gave me, Jesus Camp.
We'll be right back. you so conceited. Your prophecies defeated, with every date repeated. Your failures are deep-seated. And I see someone praying. I hear the words you're saying. You're damning their salvation. Trace up your duration. Looks like your God's gone camping. Yet constantly revamping the Jesus Christ free market. Let's get this rapture started. Some donate all their savings, and the world leave belonging. The rupture path comes sadly. Maybe they'll kill their families. Bodies of children in hell turn into little angels. Doing eugenic rhetoric. Survival of the fetish. The doomsday didn't happen. That was just Jesus camping. Straight from the mouth of madness.
Thank you. sent you a friend from some garden with a note saying sorry that I couldn't be there. I know you're lonely and it's just not fair. I could really use a pick-me-up. I'm not complaining, I'm just always tired. Life is short and unforgiving. I only fear the living. Life is short and unforgiving. I only fear the living. I know something like my most perfume. It made me miss myself in early mornings. Well, I'm not the type to think I pull. I think it's what's left, so I'll enjoy it. Oh, I saw a dime font that page full stop incorporate the bottom half as base price. These words and it meant nothing. I only fear the living. Life is short and unforgiving. I only fear the living.
The summer after my junior year, I took the driver's ed course offered by the school. I was out on the road with the instructor, stopped at a light. He turned to me and asked, "Do you think girls really like your hair like that?" He asked with a tone that indicated a mixture of bafflement and disgust. I was far from the only one in school with long hair, but I was among the lead in length. I didn't look like everyone at my school, but I did blend in with my peers. As high school rolled along, I was in a succession of bands, culminating with my junior and senior years when I joined a band I had been going to see, and they were mostly 5 years older than me. I'd been growing my hair, and it was undeniably long. My parents weren't happy about this at first, but they came to accept it. When friends of theirs would say something to them about me, they'd say, "Well, he's in a band."
Oh, yeah, yeah, spring break. We haven't quite got to the All Right All You Motherfuckers part. Let's get to the All Right All You Motherfuckers, All Right by NVS. All Right All You NVS Motherfuckers. All Right All You Motherfuckers That Fuck NVS. All Right All You Motherfuckers That Fuck NVS's Mothers. It's time to turn around and bend over because NVS is fucking your mother by NVS. Your mother by NVS. Chico State. We're NVS.com.
Got a shotgun kicking here. It's from a national assistance. Got a device of a mirror. Over the walking closet. I took my dress for my friend. He's a mechanic watching them. It's a little for a tattoo. The facility to prove. The perception leads to fear. For the hollering of a mirror. Graduated from Bellamin. Creepy catching lesbians. Now I'm here in Chico State. Just a top of your great break. Wouldn't we not be a friend? If I could only get a grip. Tap my hand around your neck and squeeze the ventrad out of you. Are you pregnant with my kid? Just a weak-ass little skin. You never saw your bed with the same bit of tenderness that I used to. Chico State!
All the girls think. My fraternal instincts.
What I wouldn't really need, should I get down on their knees, get them drunk and naked, so they're completely wasted, pretend to pay attention, she got my intention, it's on the feeling to the cup, it got a sense of sober, it doesn't matter what I say, they're in the room anyway, it doesn't tally to my score, be it a person or a whore, and I'm nothing but a rapist, be it the other shaker, I'll do what you and we're in school, and then I'll stick it in your stool, never acknowledge you again, and run my game on someone new. Gonna rise above the rest, to a town with nothing left. Gonna be like little ones who don't come fucking full of wasted. You're gonna get another chance at that. Gonna get inebriated right here at the Star Club. Gonna get inebriated. If you feel constipated, go get inebriated. The liquid shit right through you. Gonna get inebriated. You guys are inebriated. Gonna get inebriated. Give me a nice shot of something or other. And then take two more body shots and do it off my fucking mother. No, I'm so wasted. Just kidding, Mom, April Fools.
April Fools, everybody, by NVS.
Lot for Pedro Show. That chunk of music started off with NVS doing Jesus Camping. Then we had Brand New from Kevin Miller and Juca Pekka Kervinian. No. K-R-V-I-N-E-N. Kervinian, maybe. No disrespect, I'm just a fucking idiot, I'm sorry. Lemonheads, Evan Dando is back. He's living in Brazil right now. I think he married a lady from there. He's living in Sao Paulo. Fear of Living is the tune, and he's sounding really good. Hope Evan, this time, I've always been in his ring, in his corner in the ring. Wharton Tears, great cat, I had a studio in New York City called Fun City. I got to record with Bob Quine, one of the Voidoid guitar men. Bobby Dylan's song, Vision Johanna. And this is called Smokes. Collapsible Shoulder with Boy Shooting Gun, Chris Cochran, project his. STRFKR. I wonder what that is if you put in the vowels. Underwater / in air. Yeah, but with two eyes. Okay. And maybe it's supposed to be one. I fucking misspelled it. Oop. Still blowing clams. What? Okay. He's in a band from David Greenberger and Tyson Rogers. David Greenberger made a record called Autobiography. And I read one of the things. Not this one, though. Sand Rider from Jella's label. Aviary. That's where you put birds, right? IMMR, one of the newer members of Bombus Prentum with a solo proj. Wouldn't it be nice a tune? No, wouldn't it be? Wouldn't it be nice? Maybe Sid Barrett. And finally, NVS Live. Spring Break! Sounds kind of Florida, huh? But, nope. This side of the country, people. Enlighten us, Walter. NVS.
So, NVS, that came about, I should say I had one band before NVS. I mention this because...
No, you're right. Let's keep on the timeline here. Like, not graduating high school or junior, but when the day's over in the afternoon, the bedroom band, the garage band, basement band, did you get into that shit?
I did. So a longtime friend of mine, I've known him since I was 5. We went through K-8 school, Micah Turney. We started a band called Negative Star when we were 14 years old. And he started playing drums maybe like a few months before that, maybe up to a year before that. I still never really had any formal music training, but, you know, I just kind of relied on my natural chops as a singer. Eventually, we recruited a guy named Dan. We called him Sprout on guitar. We had a keyboardist, and we had a bassist quite a bit older than us, so he was kind of like the senior member. We played a show. Our first show was a Battle of the Bands type of high school thing. The result of that was we got banned from playing any other future shows associated with that community center or likewise. So I guess we left an impression that we didn't.
I was going to ask you, Walter, would you call it a success?
It was a success in the sense that it was a great learning growth opportunity. I think I was the weakest link personally, and I'm not trying to be super self-deprecating, even though I am. I say that because I was still finding myself as a singer as well as a lyricist. I was mixing heavily.
Let me ask you about the material. Was it original, or were you guys copying songs?
It was original. I'm trying to think. I don't think we played any covers.
Let me ask you this. Are these some of the first songs you ever wrote?
Yeah, so the ones with Negative Star and the first song I ever wrote, period, where I contributed music, because I was mainly a lyricist, you know, I was taking, like, my poetry and putting that into lyrics and, like, you know, writing to other people's music, and then eventually that became, you know, lyrics for, you know, the bands I was involved in. But 1313 was the name of a song that was the first one where I think I mostly wrote the music and the lyrics for that one for Negative Star. But with Sympathy, I don't want to jump too ahead.
The arc of Negative Star, was it just that one gig?
So we actually got taken under the wing of a guy named Brian Hera who went by Kelly Frost. He eventually played in a band called Professional Murder Music, but at the time he was playing in a Bay Area band called Spit Kiss. And that band kind of took us under his wing. Brian specifically, he was really great, and he got us some gigs at a couple this place in San Jose called the Cactus Club that's no longer there.
I played there a few times. Oh. Yeah, downtown. Yeah.
We eventually got a gig at a place.
I think down the street was like a Twilight Zone or something. And there was a few clubs on that street. It was like the
The Blank Club was there for a long time. Maybe not specifically on that street, but you know, San Jose staple. The Caravan is one of my favorite places ever in San Jose. Actually, it's my favorite.
Actually, there was a pad downtown Now, down that street in the old part of town, there was a San Pedro Street. There was a place I remember playing with Tom Herman from Perubu. Man, I used to play San Jose a lot. That's so sad. There hasn't been a gig there for a long time.
Yeah, it's not, I don't think it's quite as active, but it's picking up in ways, too. There are some good new venues and stuff.
Good.
So what happened was, before this Edge gig, I went through a bit of a rough patch. I ended up getting sent away to kind of like residential treatment center type places out of state, from 15 to, pretty much my senior year of high school. That's when I started living in a group home locally again in the Bay Area and, kind of splitting time between home and that place. And so that dissolved the band. Negative Star ended up becoming a band called Sporklift, or members of that band. And then they morphed into an experimental surf band called Monster Pete and the Chiefs. Anyway, that all ahead, senior year of high school, I ended up connecting with a guy named Trey, who, funny enough, I met him. Both Mike and I met him at the first Negative Star gig, that ill-fated community event show. But sure. Trey and I ended up becoming really close. We went to the same high school, Lindbergh in San Jose, and he and I started NVS. And the aesthetic, I recall very specifically, that we wanted to go for was kind of simplistic music with kind of thought-provoking, kind of complicated lyrics. And it was very much, I have always been very referential to other bands and artists. I like to think that I'm in dialogue with other musicians who have inspired me. And part of the inspiration behind the name NVS was that it was kind of meant to recognize the ways that bands and artists have inspired me and wanting to do the same thing and kind of pass the torch on to others. So kind of envious of others in a positive way and wanting to
share. You mean you're talking about the word? I mean, you got letters here, but it's kind of, phonetically is like envy, E-N-V-Y.
And the name was meant to kind of play off bands like Ecstasy and INXS, because I've always had a really soft spot for pop music. And so it was kind of, totally meant to kind of go off of that type of spelling.
Yeah, you take the K out of punk rock and you got pun rock. Walter, tell me, what was the first NVS gig?
So the first NVS gig, believe it or not, it might have been more ill-fated than the first Negative Star.
Oh, no.
It was at another community event thing, Campbell Community Center, I think it was.
Wow, were you involved?
And it was 2000. It was 4/21/2000. It was Trey and I. We were having trouble with our drum machines. We didn't have a drummer, and with gear in general. And Trey's always been the sound engineer. He's been really good with that. That's never been really my super specialty. But we were having issues. I recall we tried to get the band to help us get that gig. I think we asked them if they could help us out, and they weren't really interested for whatever reason, I think. But anyway, not to blame anyone else. We played for about 5 minutes. We had a 30-minute set designated, and we about 25 minutes in, I think we started making sounds. Trey unplugged his guitar. At one point, I uttered, during the performance, "This is embarrassing." It was that type of show where it's like it was certainly a learning experience. It was a character-building show, as I think I've heard you describe before.
A character? Well, that's usually like you and the other band, and that's all that's there. That's why we call them character builders. But the one I think the word you're looking for, if you're looking at Watts slang, we would call it a self-soil.
That's good.
Like one time Thirst came up to sing one of his songs and he couldn't remember the words and he soiled himself pretty.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, it happens. Well, at least you broke the water. And you must have went on because you made these recordings.
Yes, so, NVS, the early NVS recordings, so two bands were kind of super inspirational for NVS when we started in 1999. That was Green Day and Ween. And we did four-track recordings that were very lo-fi, kind of just guitar, drum machine, kind of more an experimental, like, kind of take, almost like Pure Guava, Ween style. That evolved, that first NVS show, there was someone by the name of River, who ended up becoming our guitarist. So we have this knack for, like, you know, I'll play a show and then apparently someone will join the band later. But, you know, a mutual friend of Trey and mine. We added, you know, bass. Eventually, Micah ended up joining NVS as our permanent drummer in 2007 after, you know, covering some shows for a while, which always felt like, you know, he was destined to be our drummer. And, you know, over time, so songs like, you know, With Sympathy was, I would say it was the first song that I wrote pretty much 100% of the song. Trey wrote some of the music too, but more or less, you know, 100% of the music and lyrics was me. And it was very much a confidence building song and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to select it and share it is because it indicated to me, like, I could do this, you know, I could be a legit songwriter. I don't necessarily have to have, you know, a lot of formal training or, you know, whatnot. I can still create music, you know, I have something to offer in that regard.
Yeah. Did you, like, make a demo for it, or did you teach the guys?
So the way that, normally I would write lyrics to, like, other people's music, and I would ask them to, like, give me a recording of, you know, a music idea that they might have. So River often, you know, the way he and I would write songs together, Spring Break was one, I think he wrote the majority of the music, and what he would do was share, I think, recordings of the music with me, as opposed to, you know, I never wrote lyrics in practice. It's just never the way I was able to operate. I'd always have to write lyrics, you know, at home on
my
own.
Man alone mode.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you probably had a trove, too. Did you have a little collection of stuff that you kept in reserve?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I used to be a lot more prolific with my writing.
Oops, I'm going to have to hold you up here because we ran out of time. We're at the end of the first hour, February 2, 2024 edition. Walt from Pedro Show, special guest Walter Campbell. Hold tight for hour two. February 2, 2024. It's the second hour of the Walt from Pedro Show.
When I look at you, I'm sometimes can't help but wonder how long it takes. I'm gonna give it a
traveling in some vehicle, sitting in some cafe. I defected from the petty wars, shell-shocked love away. Comfort and melancholy when there's no need to explain. It's just as natural as the weather in this moody sky today. In our possessive coupling, so much could not be expressed. Now I am returning to myself. These things that you and I suppressed, I see something of myself in everyone. Just at this moment of the world, the snow gathers like bolts of waltzing on a ballroom girl. You know it never has been easy, whether you do or you do not resign. Whether you travel the breadth of extremities or stick to some straighter line, now there's a man and a woman sitting on a rock. They're either gonna thaw out or freeze. Strains of Benny Goodman coming through the snow and the pine. I'm porous with travel fever, but you know I'm so glad to be alone. Still sometimes the slightest touch of a stranger can set up trembling in my bones. I know no one's gonna show me everything. Each so deep and superficial, between the forceps and the stone. Well, I looked at the granite marker, those tributes to finality, to eternity. Then I looked at myself, yeah, chicken scratching for my immortality. In the church they light the candles, and the wax rolls down like tears. There is the hope and the hopelessness I've witnessed 30 years. We're only particles of change, I know, orbiting around the sun. But how can I have that point of view when I'm always bound and tied to someone? White flags of winter chimneys wave truce against the moon. In the mirrors of a modern bank, traveling in some vehicle, sitting in some cafe. I defector from the petty wars till love sucks me back that way.
Leave me stripped, apart and well attentive. The thoughts that never take advantage of unwanted privilege. Prosthetic teleprompters, guards as victims, well accosted. Morally caustic, that's enough. Too much, we're all exhausted.
But you know.
Watch for Pedro show. Start off the second hour. Book on VHS. In a state worse than death. And we had Ben Salter out of Tasmania with Hyperlocalization. From Anchorage, Alaska, Muskeg Mudsuck, Black Ice Blues. From out here in the desert, Joshua Tree, Derek Moneypenny, FFF2. I'm going to do a duet, improvised duet with him tomorrow at the Torrance Library. Old, Hundred Flowers, old time inspiration from us Minutemen. We used to do their ack, 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 but we cut one out. Bunkers. John Tyler Jones was just telling me he's starting a project where he does electronics. Chip Kinman from Dills is doing it. He had me do a bass solo last week. Truly Christensen from the Divine Horseman with Hijira. Way all right. And then Book on VHS with Influencer. As opposed to Gaslighter. We'll hear that later, people. Hip us to Book on VHS, Walter, please.
Absolutely. So Book on VHS was a project that I started, literally a bedroom project. So I was living in San Francisco at the time, and I wanted to do something where I can express my love for, you know, more kind of electronic, experimental-oriented music, which NVS, you know, that's never the direction we want with that. And so what I started doing, you know, I started using GarageBand, so it was literally a GarageBand, even though it was more of a bedroom band because I was recording in my bedroom. But, the aesthetic I wanted to go for, I was really inspired by bands like Naja and Jesu, and I wanted to intentionally take lo-fi recordings, and, you know, I would use external mics, I would take acoustic instruments, and I would distort them with effects and filters as opposed to using, like electronic guitar or electronic, other electronic instruments. And I really wanted to go for like a lo-fi aesthetic, so I was kind of purposely making the recording quality kind of shitty to go with that vibe. And A State Worse Than Death was me. That song was very much different in terms of a vocal kind of approach. I think it was very inspired. I think it might have been inspired by Slint, like the type of stuff they did with that album Spiderland.
You know, let me ask you this: there's no collab with this project. This is Man Alone.
So it started as a Man Alone, and then eventually my roommate and friend, Carl Meischen, he's in a San Francisco band called The Greening, and he joined the project. For example, in A State Worse Than Death, I recorded that one by myself at first, and then he joined, and then he added some parts to that song, and eventually the songwriting ended up being more collaborative, where, you know, rather than me just recording stuff and sharing it with them, you know, we ended up doing more stuff kind of together. And he lived literally, like, his bedroom was connected to my room. Because mine wasn't really a proper bedroom, you know, San Francisco living, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a little bit, maybe a notch above Manhattan living, but not much. but are you talking about, like, by the time you get to Influencer, he's part of the thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So he was more of an active, you know, it wasn't just I had songs recorded, then here, can you add some parts?
Right.
But more... Even, I mean, the album that Influencer is from, it was called 2020 Jazz Punk Greats. So kind of an homage to
Robin Grissel.
Yeah.
That's a great album. It really is. I mean, you're not going to find many jazz funk hits, but it's a really good record. And it was really trippy, too, if you know the records they had before that. They're ones that prove to me more than anything that music is music and genre is bullshit.
Absolutely. They were a huge influence for me in my 30s they absolutely embody so much the aesthetic. Them and bands like Negative Land, too, are another one that just, like, the aesthetic of what they do with their experimentation is, I'm all about it.
Well, the concept's really big with them. Conceptual, yeah. Yeah, so what, now, is Book on VH, where'd you get the name? I'm curious.
So originally I called the project Book on Tape, and I felt that was a little too generic. Like, I feel like there are other projects named Book on Tape. Yeah. We encountered it with NVS, where we had even, like, apparently there was a Bay Area NVS before that, and then we had a couple, like, NVS acronym bands reach out to us and give us shit that we were, you know, performing under NVS. So I think I wanted something that wouldn't be confused with someone else.
Yes, yes.
And I like the idea of the mixed mediums, too. You know, you've got books.
Sure,
and
no, it's juxtaposition, right? It's always great for artistic expression, I think. Because it adds nuance and layers, you know, and keeps things, like what you were saying, too being too obvious and shit. What about, was it just a recording project? Did you guys do gigs?
We have not played live. You know, maybe down the road we might, but so far it's only been a recording project.
No, I got projects like that. Some things are like that. I'm just curious. Yeah. Here, I want to play Gaslighter. To me, it's a good, I should have put it with Influencer, because to me they kind of go together.
Why do we always want to see you fail? Why do we always doubt your every word? Why do we always want to shut you down? minutes, 46 seconds. 8 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 minutes, 46 seconds.
8 minutes, 46 seconds.
8 minutes, 46 seconds.
8 minutes, 46 seconds.
8 minutes, 46 seconds.
8 minutes, 46 seconds.
8 minutes, 46 seconds. 8 minutes 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 46 seconds.
Let us praise the Master.
8 minutes 46 seconds.
Slow down.
8 minutes 46 seconds. 8 minutes 46 seconds.
Let us praise the Master.
8 minutes 46 seconds.
Let us praise the Master.
8 minutes 46 seconds.
Let us
praise the master. Watt for Pedro show. Started that chunk of music off. Book on VHS with Gaslighter. Then we had Barry Stock with New Wave Disco Ambulance Driver. Clear Spots with Oddly Freed. Helco, Self Pity Party. FOD, Welcome to Camden. And finally, here's the other project. I wanted to keep them together, but I had to like split them apart here. But Dickie Snake Dick with 8 minute 46 seconds. Which, you know, I think you're pursuing the experiment thing even further, right? No, I shouldn't try to guess. You just tell me, Walter.
Sure. So Dickie Snake Dick, there's a little bit of a backstory just to, for context. So back in the day, Jamie Stewart of the band Shushu, he played in the Bay Area cover band called Richard Snake Dick and the Snake Dicks. And I forget some of the details around that, but Dickie Snake Dick is a straight take from that. And the reason why I chose that name was I took an experimental music class in 2021 online with Jamie Stewart, because he was teaching one through some, I forget it, but, like, you know, was talking about experimental music, like.
You got a good thing out of this course.
Absolutely. So 8 minutes.
Any a way a musician can be a bitchin' to another musician is to inspire them. There's no greater gift. I just love that.
Yeah, I have to thank Jamie, because taking that course, I want to make clear, you know, I don't know him personally or anything, but or really well or anything, but he inspired me with that course and really instilled confidence. 8 minutes 46 seconds was actually an assignment for that class.
Whoa!
And, so it was actually the first assignment I turned in, and I don't remember the context of the actual assignment, but and it's been, you know, it's been improved since then. So I've had since. Remixed it, and it's been mastered, you know, more professionally. And
which one we got here? Do we have the original one here?
No, so I admittedly I ended up taking the better quality one because I wanted the best quality. Okay. It was mastered by Grant Richardson. He does a lot of noise experimental mastering for bands, and he performs in a band too. I forget the name.
Okay. Okay. But now is Dickie Snake Dick just a recording concern, or do you do gigs?
So far, just a recording. I did. As Dickie Snake Dick, I did a set, which was kind of more of a karaoke set. Like, I'm playing the instrumental versions of my music. And it was on a Echoplex Media. They had a show called Local Love. They're a San Jose, California-based, they have, like, a Twitch channel and do media. but I did a set and an interview with them about a year ago. Okay. That's the only live I've done. I would like to collaborate with folks.
Come on. I think Steely Dan did like 20 years of no touring, right? They sold plenty of records. They got back into doing gigs, though, later. Walter Becker. He's no longer with us. But, you know, I don't think everything has to play live, and not everything live has to be on records. You know, they're kind of two different experiences.
It's true. And I have to say, I've always been more of a record guy. Like, my friends, they would go more to live shows, and my way of supporting artists and, you know, music community, it's always been more about buying people's albums. Like, yeah. I've always been more of a music listener, like album listener, than a live show attendee.
Well, maybe something like GWAR, you want to see the show more than hear the record. Maybe not, though. I don't know. I remember when the bass player left, and I asked one of those guys, they're Richmond, Virginia band, and I said, "What happened to Balzac?" And he said, "Balzac had a small sack." Look, we're at the end of the second hour, February 2, 2024. Special guest Walter Campbell. Hold tight for hour three. February 2nd, 2024. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro show.
but my car's right into the woods. It's hard to make sense of it all when there's so much misunderstood. I gotta keep the fire burning. It's below freezing cold. I hope to make it to the morning so I can get back out on the road.
a full-grown adult male. Yeah, I'm consenting every day. You're a tall, cool drink of a woman. Baby, one of us is insane. I have made a diagnosis. A double-blind study. You got to be a sick, sick woman. If you're in love with me, loving me is a perversion. Loving me's a sick inversion. Loving me is a perversion. Oh, God, you're so sick. We ain't in the kinky stuff. We ain't into whips and chains. We ain't into twisted corn. But one of us got the twisted brain. Yeah, I know people tell you that. They look at me and they just feel sick. They don't understand it all. They don't understand why I'm the one you pick. Loving me's a perversion. Loving me's a perversion. Loving me's a perversion. Love and music for version. Love and music for version. And oh, thank God you're so sick. Thank God.
Pedro show start off the third hour with Dickie Snake Dick doing It Follows You, followed by the Moments Before It Catches You. That's a narrative. Crane with Keep the Fire Burning Disconsolate. This is Dan Fox. He was on a couple episodes ago. The Florida Dan Fox. Creep and Fall Part 2 of 2 when he was on the head Part 1. Ventriloquism from Brother Bruno Rotterdam. ZTEQUE. Whoa. Challenger for what? John Shirley with Loving Me is a Perversion. That high mid on his tune there, that's pretty challenge. And then finally, Dickie snaked it with, shut up, don't play your guitar. Which I think maybe Frank Zappa or some.
Little Frank Zappa reference.
Yeah, right, right. Off air, people, I was asking about Jamie's assignment, you know, brought forth the 8 minute 46 second piece.
Yeah, so that was my attempt to be in conversation with Diamanda Galas. She had an album, Plague Mass, where.
Ah, where she used her voice.
What's that?
Her voice. You're back to the voice, yeah.
Very inspired by her vocal style. The voice was also meant to, because the song is definitely referring to the murder of George Floyd, my voice was meant to reflect the brutality of the violence. So I turn in this assignment, and it just instilled so much confidence in my ability to be able to do this. And I will say, too, it's a response to the response of George Floyd's murder, where the many voices, you know, they become fewer and fewer until there's silence.
Yeah.
And that I was kind of meant to, you know, refer to, like, you know, there's ultimately this inaction after people get really into supporting, you know, Black Lives Matter and whatnot. And then it just drops off. And, like, it's about not letting that drop off. And, like, you know, it's a lot of my songs are about accountability to myself and recognizing ways that I could be better. And so it's kind of a call out to myself, too. It's like, if I call myself an ally, I need to act like one. And that means not just being passionate about something and posting on social media at, you know, a given time. It's sustained, it's sustained effort.
Yeah, it's some integrity. It's not just like a bumper sticker that you're trying to show off. Yeah. Okay. I can totally get into that. So in a way, even though it's the funny name, it's kind of a reference to Jamie, but some serious stuff.
Absolutely.
But you know what? The movement was always about that. The punk rockers, very funny names, funny clothes, but then very intense subjects.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. it's a trippy kind of thing. But I think it's part of the whole, right, vocabulary and thing. So what about the Shut Up? Were you really thinking of Frank Zappa?
No. So Shut Up and Don't Play Your Guitar, it's about toxic masculinity. It's specifically about, and I don't know how much, you know, I'll just go there. It's an anti-Marilyn Manson song. I used to be a huge Marilyn Manson fan. And, you know, in light of a lot of the allegations that have come out about him, which I refer to in the lyrics, I have felt, as a fan, I felt betrayed because I feel like he has just been a charlatan. He is, you know, someone that has preyed upon vulnerable people and exploited them, and also tried to make himself this image that, you know, all these people are hypocrites when he's the ultimate hypocrite.
Well, there's another clown using that same strategy. Yeah, that they're the victim. I think his guitar man is playing with Motley Crue now.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, what's his name? He's got a number, right?
John 5.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Mick Mars has got something where all his bones are connected, and so... And also, I don't think they're on good terms.
Okay.
You know, whatever drama stuff. Look, the last music you gave me here, it's under your own name.
Yes, and I will say this, and I probably should have said this earlier, I apologize. All of the material that I released as Dickie Snake Dick, I have re-released as Walter Campbell. Because Dickie Snake Dick was active from 2021 to 22.
Yeah.
And, Arvo Zilo, who runs No Part of It, I connected with him at one point, and after, you know, talking to him, I was actually inspired to just use my real name, my proper name for releases. So I just wanted to add that It Follows You, that one song you played earlier, Arvo ended up releasing that on his label under a CD called Walter Ego. So a lot of these songs have been re-released as Walter Campbell. I just wanted to add that really quickly. But with Walter Campbell as now the project I'm going by my name, I really want to approach two different sort of lines of music, and it taps into my love for both experimental and pop music. I like the idea of telling a story without telling, you know, without having lyrics, where, you know, the music itself, and I think It Follows does this, where the title of the song sets the sort of the context, and it tells a story without lyrics. It tells a story just through the mood and through, you know, kind of the climactic end. And it's certainly a little cheeky, but also a little creepy. And my aesthetic is very cheeky creepy or creepy cheeky, where I like to, you know, be tongue in cheek, but I also like to do stuff that's a little unsettling, a little horror, you know, inspired by John Carpenter and,
oh, yeah,
you know,
the creepy crawler. Well, this tune is Corporal Crawler. Let's listen.
Where the keys are, who has one?
Grove Show Last Music for this edition. Started to chunk off with Walter Campbell under his own name now, people. You know who to blame. That's when you see Watt and I use my own name, that means like I wrote all this stuff, so you blame me. Don't blame the guys I'm playing with. Corporal Crawler. And then the Retail Simps out of Quebec with Dozen of Dime. Cheer Accident from Chicago. Good Afternoon. Bombus Brendan, D.C. area. I think they went to VCU. Life is Mono. SOG. This is me collaborating with a guy from Steve in Montreal. The Island is the project name. And finally, Walter Campbell with Theme from the Dawn of the Plastic Wrap Department Store Mannequins. That's just title. Yeah. Titles come when? At the beginning, in the middle, when you finish writing the tune, when do they come?
So it's funny. Back in the day with NVS, they would always come after the lyrics and everything. But now with under the stuff I'm doing under Walter Campbell and, you know, also the stuff I did as Dickie Snake Dick, a lot of times the title comes first and it frames the tone or sort of the approach.
No, I know. That's what Wise always had to do because I'd have no focus. I always had to have a title for but I always ask that question, well, not always, but a lot, because I'm curious. And hardly anybody does that. It's always at the end like you used to do it. What's next for you? Obviously, it's going to be a Walter Campbell thing, right?
Yeah, so Carl and I have been talking. I want to do a Walter Campbell release, and that one's going to be very much more like Theme from the Dawn of the Plastic Wraps Department Store Mannequins, where it's more field recording based. I really want to do more kind of noisy stuff and tap into that. But Carl and I also want to do another Book on VHS record, which we'll start recording.
Okay, that's still going. Good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Book on VHS. And I should say NVS is still going. We just don't play live very much. We play like one or two live shows a year at most. We played the Art Boutique October of last year, which I actually thought was one of our, at least, you know, one of my better performances.
That band's like 25 years old now, right?
Yeah, no, it's true. We're celebrating our 25th.
a little bit of time, just a little bit. So what about this Walter Campbell? Do you have the, like, where are you recording it? Is it in your pad there in Richmond with the garage band and stuff?
It is. So I have gotten Logic.
Logic, yeah.
I just haven't upgraded yet, so I keep using GarageBand.
Me and Petra did that whole Planet Chernobyl opera. She used only GarageBand. I had a cat named Barry from Tel Aviv. This guy made a whole album using their virtual instruments. The guy didn't even put in other... You can do a lot of shit with that stuff.
That's cool. I love it. Yeah, it's just... It's
so and it's free, computer. Right? It comes with a pewter. Comes with a leash.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, okay. And it's going to be, what's the label again? I'm sorry.
I think this next stuff I release probably won't be, it'll probably be self-released.
Oh, because I thought it was this guy you were talking to who talked you into using your own name.
Oh, no, sorry. So I have a release with Arvo on
the Arvo, part of that's it. His name. Yeah, okay.
It was a release that came out in, I think it was 2022. And it was all Snake Dick material that was re-released as Walter Campbell.
Okay. So, but that's old stuff that got renamed, repurposed. So this stuff is brand new for the moment, and it's going to be your own release. You know, you record yourself. I love this idea of musicians doing everything themselves. I mean, why not? You know, in the old days, you would have to tell somebody who knew how to write, right? Who they could write down your story. No, why don't you learn how to write and you write your own? You know, it makes a lot of sense to me.
It's very empowering. It's cool.
Can I put the invite out? When you get this album done, can you come back on the show? We can play it and talk about it?
It would be my pleasure and privilege.
Oh, man. I can't wait. I am very hankering to hear it. So just let me know, okay? And it's been righteous having you aboard, really. And also with the ongoing concerns. 25 years is nothing to laugh at. To keep guys together creating, that's beautiful, Walter. Truly.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
People, February 2, 2024, edition of Wap Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.